Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh describes Boston as a city aching with loss, but says it's uniquely prepared to bounce back in 2021. That was the heart of what was sometimes an emotional speech last night, likely Walsh's final State of the City address as he prepares to head to Washington to become Joe Biden's labor secretary.
We may be hurting, but the state of our city is resilient, the state of our city is united, the state of our city is hopeful, and the state of our city is deep down Boston strong.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks watched the speech last night and joins us this morning with a recap. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
So, Anthony, after a year like no other, Mayor Walsh's speech last night had a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, it really did. And there was a lot going on in the speech. Significant, of course, because assuming the Senate confirms Walsh as Secretary of Labor, it really marked the end of 7 years of Mayor Marty Walsh in Boston. And what a year to end on. I mean, last night, Walsh paid tribute to more than 1,000 Bostonians who died from COVID, naming some of them, including a social worker from Dorchester, a Boston EMT, and a cop from Jamaica Plain. And he commended the doctors, the nurses, the EMTs, and other frontline workers as heroes. He also touted a bunch of investments in green jobs, new parks, schools, and affordable housing, while making important progress on racial equality in the city. So he said, as bad as 2020 was, Boston is uniquely prepared to bounce back in 2021.
Now that work is paying off. A national study reported in the New York Times named Boston the city best prepared to come back strong from COVID. We made the right decisions in the good times, so Boston has the strength to move forward now.
Anthony, along with the pandemic, Mayor Walsh and the city of Boston contended, as you just pointed out, with a national reckoning on racism and police brutality. So what did he say about that last night?
Well, he said a lot of things, including thanking Black Bostonians for the way they made their voices heard, as he said. And he thanked everyone else who joined the movement. And he said the gravity of that moment weighed on him. So he took action in a number of ways and talked about some of them last night. His administration, for example, declared racism a public health crisis. It launched a health equity plan to tackle health disparities along racial lines. And it shifted millions of dollars into youth and mental health programs. And it got behind a series of police reforms around police accountability. And he said the work on this continues.
So I'm asking all of us to accept this responsibility as our own and commit to fighting racism. It's our deepest moral obligation.
Walsh also talked about a number of other priorities for the year ahead, including keeping people safe until vaccines can be widely rolled out. He talked about the importance of reopening schools, helping small businesses recover, and expanding affordable and subsidized housing.
So, Anthony, what kind of reaction did you hear to the mayor's address? And beyond that, given that this was likely his final State of the City address, because, as we said, he's about to become Joe Biden's labor secretary, are people already talking about what kind of mayor Marty Walsh was?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, I'd say his speech was received pretty positively last night. I spoke to Michael Curry. He's the former head of the Boston branch of the NAACP. And he actually sat on the mayor's health and equity task force. And Curry says Walsh was able to make important progress on race and equity in the city because he cared so much about the issue.
That led to the work that would be done around police reform in the city of Boston. That led to the work addressing the underlying health inequities that had Black and brown citizens dying and infected at a higher rate from COVID-19.
And Bob, here's another perspective from James Rooney, president and CEO of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. He said folks in his world were initially worried about Walsh becoming mayor, a former union leader leading the city. But Rooney gives Walsh credit for immediately engaging with the business community, with the neighborhoods, and with the activists, and for just being a good guy, said Rooney, that a lot of people liked and trusted.
You know, he was a good mayor. He was Marty from Dorchester. I think that that's what people wanted. They wanted regular guy Marty from Dorchester to be their mayor.
And toward the end of his speech last night, Anthony Marty from Dorchester got a little emotional. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a sort of a sweet, it was a touching moment. I mean, among other things, this speech was a bit of a love letter to the people of Boston. Walsh talked fondly about a lot of them, about the city that welcomed his immigrant parents, about the teachers, the nuns, the priests who guided him, about the kids he coached in Little League, to everyone who shared recovery with him. I mean, Walsh is a Boston boy through and through, and that really came through last night. And at one point, he choked up about what the city means to him. So here's a bit of what he said about that.
7 years ago, at my first inauguration, I said, I will listen, I will learn, I will lead. We are sworn in together, and we're in this together, all of us. I meant it.
So you can hear the emotion there, Bob, in his voice. And as Walsh prepares to head out of town, he said, the truth is I'm not going to Washington alone. I'm bringing Boston with me.
I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks very much for that this morning.
Anytime, Bob. My pleasure.